Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 17, 2010. Today, two settlers were arrested by Israeli police in the Issachar settlement, south of Nablus, after finding knives, gloves, masks, and other materials in their car. They were on suspicion of trying to attack Palestinians. Israeli government pardoned 75 Fatah fighters. Israeli said that the pardon came as an act of goodwill as Muslims are marking the Eid al-Adha Muslim feast. All of the pardoned fighters have laid down their arms. The Palm Home News website reported also on Wednesday that the senior Palestinian security sources announced the arrest of a cell reportedly affiliated with the Hamas movement and that the cell members were planning to assassinate Nablus governor and to conduct bombings. In addition, Israeli government voted for handing control of the northern sector of the village of Gahar in the border of Lebanon to the UN interim force deployed along the border with Israel to keep the peace. Once a withdrawal date is set, the cabinet will vote again to grant a final approval for the redeployment of Israeli force. Also today, an Israeli official presented an offer to Egypt to release a spy detained by Cairo in exchange for releasing a number of Egyptian detainees. The Egyptian ambassador answered that he will present the proposal at the Egyptian government. In addition, Palestinian legislator Ayman Darahma was released by Israeli prison authorities on Tuesday. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli jihad fighters clashed with Israeli troops in Gaza while Israeli troops were trying to enter in the strip. After the exchange, Israeli troops were reportedly forced to withdraw to the Kisufim military base. On Tuesday night, three Palestinians were arrested while they were trying to extinguish a fire caused by settlers in the village of Kibbutz Safa in the northwest of Hebron. Separate reports issued today point to footage contradicting recent arson allegations broadcast in Israeli media that international activists